Why did I take a steak to a knife fight? I once met a man from an old land who told me of the creatures of the night. Please understand, he was a hunter by trade. Before me a bloody wooden stake he laid. He muttered, "The blood is the life. Looking at it I wonder why not use a knife." I asked what he did hunt with a stake. He said, "Vampires before they wake." He used the stake, I had no doubt. I said that I do not go out. He knew I did not believe. So he did apologized and took his leave. "Tell me why you dragged me to a cemetery at midnight again," I asked Professor Van Helsing. "To kill a vampire, they rise when the day's gone," the professor said, examining his stake. "Are you serious? I told you vampires aren't real," I shouted, sitting on a grave I was whittling a stick with an old pocket knife. "From the crypt into night, I raise myself into the moonlight," a rotting grotesque man said, climbing from a crypt. "Look out, a vampire," I shouted, dropping my stick and putting my knife away. "I have an eternal hunger for meat. I eat anyone I meet," the rotting man said, looking at us. "Oh damn. It's a zombie," the professor cursed. "Hunger beyond hunger. I prefer the younger. But I'll make an exception with you, old man." "The zombie," said, taking a chunk out of the old professor who bled profusely. "Only decapitation can kill him. Why did I take a stake to a knife fight?" my friend said, dropping the stake and running, shouting at me, "Run, Harker, run for your life, boy. The younger are easier to catch. They are usually a good batch." "Professor," I said, he was gone, he left a bloody trail. The zombie ran to me, I pulled out my pocket knife. The zombie stared at it looking horrified. The zombie smiled a wry smile and burst into laughter. "You are very funny," it said. I slashed its throat, it bled and laughed, it grabbed my throat, lifted me, bit off my right ear and said, "I'll save that one for later." I blacked out. "Where am I?" I asked, waking in a box. My wary ear was burned with pain and felt wet with blood. "It looks like a coffin. I didn't die." I panicked. I thought someone could save me and the zombie was gone. "Help! Help!" I cried and heard in reply the professor scream. I bashed on the coffin trying to get out, the lid was loosely on but too heavy to move. I saw sunlight. "I'll let you out," a voice said, and the lid came off. I saw my savior was the zombie, he said, "I'm still hungry," I screamed.